Music Radio.
It's a real pleasure for me to introduce to you
Sounds of Faith on WMFO Memphis 91.5 FM.
Show is hot out here. I don't mind though.
Is it okay?
The Christian Challenge, Evangelistic Association of Medford, Massachusetts, presents the Sunday, August 7th, 2016 edition of the Sounds of Praise Ministry with a new feature today entitled The Waters of God with your producer and host, evangelist and pastor teacher Don Lee Vernon Brown. Good Sunday morning, everyone, and welcome to this edition of Sounds of Praise Ministry. From now until 8 a.m., plan to be here bringing the very best in gospel music and our new feature entitled The Waters of God. Let's look to Him in prayer. Gracious Father, in the name of Jesus, we come this morning. Thank you, Lord, because we know that we can receive that refreshing from you that we need in this dry and thirsty land. We pray, O Lord, that you would minister powerfully by your Holy Spirit and through your word into the life of each and every individual who you draw to hear what is going to be played, what is going to be said this day. We pray, O Lord, that we might be involved in reaching out to lives who are outside of your saving grace and keeping power. And those of us who know you, Lord, as personal Lord and Savior, may we receive that which we need so we may continue to grow stronger in you in each day, and our lives might count for you so that the reality of your salvation might flow out from our lives into other lives so they too might be able to receive the goodness and mercy that you have prepared for them who yield themselves to you and to your control. So we thank you for victories in advance in every area of life where there is need. We pray you administer to them and bring the glorious victory that you alone can give. And we thank you in advance for all you're going to accomplish in Jesus' blessed name and for his praise and for his glory. And let the people of God out there say amen and amen.
Come on.
you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Are here to encounter God. Amen. Amen. Let's go. I need somebody to clap. Hey, this song just says there's power in praise. Come on.
Come on, everybody. It's time to celebrate.
Exalt his name.
Exalt his name forever.
He's worthy.
He's worthy of all the praise. Put your hands together. It's time to celebrate. Execute your weapon.
Y'all got it? Power!
Power!
Somebody
Yes, he is King of Kings and Lord of Lords, Jesus Christ, the Lord. 519 here on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 on your FM dial on the internet, www.wmfo.org, multicasting on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. And you may download the WMFO mobile app, 91.5fm.org. I'm your host, evangelist, and pastor, teacher, Don Lee Vernon Brown, on this Sunday, August 7th, 2016 edition of the Sounds of Praise Ministry. We have a special program, part one, I should say, of a special program. I believe it's going to be a two-parter, entitled The Waters of God. You just don't want to miss this, what we have for you today. I was blessed putting it together, and hopefully you're going to be blessed receiving it on the air today and next Sunday as we conclude the series. Okay, 855-915-WMFO is our phone number, 855-915-WMFO. Because of the nature of our program, we aren't taking requests today, but we'd be glad to dedicate some of this great music that we already have programmed to whomever you wish. Just give us a call, 855-915-WMFO. That's the same number to call if you have a prayer request or a praise report. We plan to go before the Lord in prayer and in praise sometime around 7:15. Love to either praise God with you for what he's done in your life, or pray for you, or pray for someone else. But here again, you need to go to the phone. It's your act of faith. And since faith pleases God, we know he's going to work in your behalf. And that number again, 855-915-WMFO. And I invite the many Christians out there in our listening audience to also join in with me as we bring the various prayer requests and praise reports that we receive before God's throne. 855-915-WMFO. Okay, we began with our New Day theme today. Kirk Franklin and the family was going to be a lovely day. We take that position by faith because the word says, this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and we will be glad in it. So we're going to rejoice, we're going to be glad, and that's going to make it a lovely day. Praise God. Darren Hobbs followed with power and praise. The devil tries to rob us of our praise because he knows that if we aren't praising God, we aren't as victorious as we should be. If you're saved, you have every reason to praise God and give him thanks for all that he's done and all that he's doing and all that he is going to do. And then we hear from Micah Stampley with high praise. Hallelujah. That's the highest praise that we can give to our God, and he deserves every bit of it and more. That's what we do here on Sounds of Praise. We try to encourage you through praise to give, to attain the victory that God has for you each and every day. Praise through the tests. Praise through the trials. Praise through the situation. People say, you're crazy. You're going through this and that and the other. What are you praising God for? You should be cursing like Job's wife said. Curse God and die. Foolish advice. No, the victory is in the praise. So no matter what's going on in your life, we encourage you here on Sounds of Praise to give him praise. And if you want to contact us, we'll help you praise him as well, or pray with you, or pray for you, or pray for someone else. But here again, let's get in that atmosphere where God is able to work in behalf of those who are looking to him in faith. 5:23 is the Sounds of Praise time. We're going to move right into our program today. First of all, in the world in which we live in today, as you look out, I look out in my backyard and front yard, and it is brown. Not because I live there, and that's my name, but because we've had very little rain. We are in drought, and there are many other places in the country, I guess in the world as well, who are also going through drought, dry times. Very little rain. When it rains, it rains for a little bit, but not enough to turn anything green. And so therefore, as someone said, my front yard, their front yard, is like a dust bowl. And we know what's happened in times past. If you're a historian, we went through the great dust bowl area time in this country as well. And so therefore, that was one reason that we're having this program entitled The Waters of God. But the second reason is Isaiah, the prophet Isaiah in the Old Testament, chapter 44, verses 3 and 4, said, speaking for God, I will pour water on him that is thirsty and floods upon the dry ground. I will pour my spirit upon thy seed and my blessing upon thine offspring, and they shall spring up as among the grass, as willows by the water courses. That's Isaiah chapter 44, verses 3 and 4. And so, whether we're going through natural droughts and we're thirsting because and the land is thirsting because of a lack of rain, or whether we're going through our own personal dry time and we're thirsty because of a need for waters from God, we're here on Sounds of Praise today to encourage you that the waters of God are there to meet your thirst. Pastor Marvin Sapp, this is Thirsty here on Sounds of Praise.
So does my soul. you, Jesus. There's a deep, there's a deep,
there's mercy for the waters.
Soon as my soul
does
longs
for
you, my spirit, thirsty for your touch. Please cleanse my heart, Lord. Thirsty for him, slip up your hands. Listen.
I am thirsty. Oh, I am thirsty. Oh, I am thirsty. Oh,
this time is not my friends nor my family.
I am thirsty.
come on, come on, come on, come on. I'm not talking to everybody, but I know there's some thirsty folk out there. I don't want to go through the same old dry existence, the same old dry experience with God. Talk to him till he feels you. Come on. Talk to him till he feels you. Come on. We're going to stay right here until you get what you came here for. Come on, come on. This just ain't no concert. You're supposed to come in and experience God.
Pastor Marvin Sapp here on Sounds of Praise and Thirsty. Once you recognize your condition, what God is saying is, I want you to bring that condition to me. Believe by faith my word, because he said in the scripture in Isaiah that we read, I will pour water on him that is thirsty. That's the promise of God. God didn't say that when you get thirsty, you got to find water for yourself. He said, I will pour water on him that is thirsty. So if you're going through a thirsty experience financially, or a thirsty experience physically, or a thirsty experience emotionally, whatever your thirsty experience is, God wants you to look to him in faith, because he said, I will pour water on him that is thirsty. William McDowell, send the rain, Lord.
Something is coming to the earth in our generation. Can't you sense it? Can't you sense it? I hear it. 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 I hear the sound of revival breaking out all over the earth. I hear the sound of revival even breaking out in this room.
Revival deep in the hearts of your
want it now.
We want it now.
I don't know about you, but I'm sensing this. God, we need it. We will wait for you, 'cause all we want is you. Lord, we will wait for you, 'cause all we want is you. Oh,
we will wait for you,
'cause all we want is you. Yes, God. prayed, we've been told, now we're crying, heaven send us. Can I get some people who have some seeds in the ground to just begin to declare that? Just help me out. I just want to hear you sing it. Say, we've been praying, we've been sowing, now we're crying. Come on, say it real big. Say it. Come on, can you just say it one more time in this room? Let faith rise with you. Come on, say it. Say, we've been praying, we've been sowing, now we're crying. Let me tell you something, rain only matters to those who have seed in the ground. If you don't have seed in the ground, rain is a nuisance. But if you've been planting some things, if you've been praying some things, when the rain comes, you can expect a harvest. Follow. This is for everybody who's been sowing a seed in a dry season. And you keep saying, I wonder where my harvest is. The harvest is connected to the rain. I'm telling you that the revival coming to this land. God is about to send the rain to this land, and every seed that you sown and every prayer that you pray is about to come forth and harvest. That's why we say, we've been praying.
Unto the Lord, and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night. We thank you for your loving kindness. We praise you for your faithfulness. Father, we love you both now and forevermore. And Lord Jesus, you said, where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. This is a holy gathering. We are gathered together in your name, and we know that you are in the midst of us. And wherever you are, there is peace that passes all understanding. Wherever you are, there is joy unspeakable and full of glory. Wherever you are, there is perfect love that casts out all fear. Jesus, you are love, and we love you because you first loved us. And Holy Spirit, you inspired the prophet Zechariah to say these words, and ye shall ask of the Lord rain in the time of the latter rain. So the Lord shall make bright clouds and give them showers of rain to everyone, grass in the field. Holy Spirit, we hear the sound of the abundance of rain. We anticipate bright clouds of your awesome power. We wait on you for showers of your unfailing love. We thank you for your presence. And Holy Spirit, we love you just for who you are. Change us from glory to glory. Fill us with your power. Saturate us with your love. Holy Spirit, rain on us.
Spirit,
rain on us.
It's 5:53 here on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 on your FM dial, on the internet, www.wmfo.org, multicasting on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. And you may download the WMFO mobile app, 91.5fm.org. I'm your host, evangelist, and pastor teacher Donnelly Vernon Brown on this Sunday, August 7th, 2016 edition of the Sounds of Praise Ministry. We're bringing you a special program today, part one of a two-part series, The Waters of God. And on this first set, you heard Pastor Marvin Sapp with Thirsty, William McDowell Fall with Send the Rain. We just heard Apostle H. Daniel Wilson and Shekinah Glory and Holy Spirit Rain on Us. Our phone number, 855-915-WMFO. 855-915-WMFO. We aren't taking music requests today, but we'd be glad to dedicate something that we already have programmed to whomever you wish. Just give us a call, 855-915-WMFO. If you just tuned in, then we're bringing you information from the book of Isaiah, chapter 44, verses 3 and 4, where the prophet said, speaking for God, I will pour water on him that is thirsty, and floods upon the dry ground. I will pour my spirit upon thy seed, and my blessing upon thine offspring, and they shall spring up as among the grass, as willows by the water courses. So the promise of God is that he will pour water on we who are thirsty. In our thirsty times, whether it's financial thirst or physical thirst or emotional thirst, whatever our thirst might be, God says he has water that he will pour on us as a remedy for whatever thirsty condition we find ourselves in. We just need to stand firm by faith on his word, that the Holy Spirit will rain down the benefits and blessings that we need. Alvin Slaughter here on Sounds of Praise.